Let's move on then to Steve, who's calling us from Tacoma. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how are you, Doctor?
Well, I'm doing pretty good for a rainy, cloudy day.
Yes, sir. Hey, I had a real quick question to ask you. Just some of the side effects on prescribed testosterone. I'm 50 years old. I started taking it about 9 months ago. I was weighing about 260, 265 at the time. Within 3 months, started to feel better. I was taking 1 cc a week. And then after I got my blood tested, the doc that I was seeing felt that was a little too high. My results came back in the 1500s. So we cut it back to manage it around 500 to 800.
Sounds reasonable.
But I can tell you, though, for me personally, it changed my life completely. I felt muscle mass come back. I'm down to 205 without changing any of my habits. Bone density seems to be stronger. I guess my question is, long-term wise, I did see some shrinkage in, I gotta be careful, testes. Not a lot. I'm 50 years old. I'm not looking to have kids, so that's not a big thing to me. But I guess my question is, long-term wise, by continue to take a shot each week that I give myself, do you see any long-term effects? I mean, because right now I'm not tired anymore at 3 o'clock. I feel phenomenal. I feel like I'm 18 again, playing, you know, back in college, you know. So for me, it's worked phenomenal. I've heard horror stories, but I guess my question is, back to my question is, long-term effects.
The only bad one, sir, is making sure that can happen, can be tracked by making sure you keep track of your CBC blood test, complete blood count blood test. What can happen, and it doesn't always happen. In fact, it's a minority that it happens to, but you just don't want it to happen to you. What can happen is that blood count can keep going up, 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 which indicates thicker blood, unfortunately. And thicker blood makes a person more likely to have a heart attack or a stroke. And so the key thing to keep the eye on is in that CBC, it says hematocrit. Hematocrit. Yeah. The last four letters are crit. And you want to have that crit down, sir, to the upper end of a menstruating woman's range, which is 42 to 43%. Now, with testosterone, even without testosterone, most guys are in the upper 40s, and that's extra thick blood, and that puts them at extra risk, and they ought to go donate blood. But if you're at 42, 43, maybe even 40, you're fine. But if you're getting up there towards 50, 51, 52, you're definitely at extra risk for heart attack and stroke. So monitor your CBC, sir, from time to time, and make sure you're not getting up too high. And if you are getting up too high, it's time to go do a blood donation.
Perfect. Well, I appreciate your time, and thank you for all the information you give each day. So
you're welcome, sir, and I'm glad you're feeling better with that. If you hadn't done it, you would have been at risk for one other thing, and there's just flat-out lab proof of this. Without testosterone, a guy is more likely to get Alzheimer's. Uh-huh.
Oh.
And your body, by bringing back muscle, said, I really needed that testosterone.
What I noticed, too, I have a pretty physical job, but what I noticed, too, is once the lean muscle started to develop again, it started to burn some of the extra fat that I was carrying, too.
There you go.
And so it's kind of worked, I guess, threefold, basically. So I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, sir, and thanks for calling.